Gisela desperately wanted to believe him in this case, but the fear, fluttering at the back of her throat like a living thing, prevented it.
"Anyway, honey, we know your brother's got his head screwed on right,"
Yekiel said in a gentler tone of voice.
"Whatever's happening to him, I'm convinced it's only temporary. What you need to do is stop watching news vids. They're all about reporting whatever sounds juiciest, and that's usually not the truth."
They'd reached the temple entrance. Once the Jedi Temple had been notable for its five spires, a unique feature of the Coruscant skyline. But much of that had been destroyed during the Yuuzhan Vong War. A great deal of the interior of the temple had been restored to its former appearances, right down to the marble patterns on the floors in some cases. But the exterior, a collection of stone and transparisteel pyramids in a variety of sizes, was aggressively modern. Gisela found she missed the familiar statues of four former masters that once stood guard over the main entrance. She sighed. She just turned around to speak to her friends when she found herself caught up in a nearly crushing hug. A grin curved her lips despite herself, and she hugged Barv back.
"Thanks, Barv,"
she said, using up the last bit of air he'd left in her lungs. He released her, and she gulped oxygen, smiling up at him. Yekiel embraced her then, all warm, slightly spicy-scented fur and a softness that most people never really got to know.
"You'll feel better once you're doing something," Yekiel said.
Barv allowed that he himself always felt better when he was doing something. Usually that involved attacking bad guys. Yekiel patted Gisela's cheek.
"Sure you don't want us coming in with you?"
"No, it's okay. You two have done enough. I don't know what I would have done without you, honestly,"
Gisela said, the words burbling out of her.
"Mom and Dad have been so focused on Valen. And I mean, of course, they should be focused on him. I am too, just..."
"You don't need to say it,"
Yekiel interrupted her gently, sensing as Gisela now did, that if the human girl continued, she'd lose what tenuous control she had.
"We're the unit, and the unit can always rely on each other. You'd have done the same for us."
Barv nodded vigorously, and it was true. Gisela and Valen would have done the same for either of these two friends and fellow Jedi Knights. Done a lot more, as she knew they would have if they had to.
"Well," she said, trying to put a brave face on it, "with you two and the whole Jedi Order, I'm sure we'll have Valen out of that carbonite slab in no time. Though, I have to admit, when I was a kid, there were plenty of times when I'd have loved it if he had been a calf table that didn't talk back."
It was a feeble attempt at humor, but they all seized it and laughed.
"Gotta laugh or I'll cry,"
Gisela thought, and Valen wouldn't want her to cry. She'd done altogether too much of it in recent days. Grinning, Yekiel slipped her arm through Barv's.
"Come on, I'll buy you a calf. We still on for lunch, Sella?"
Lunch? She'd forgotten about that. She seemed to be forgetting a lot these days, except the overwhelming longing for everything to be all right again.
"Oh, right. Yes, come back in a few hours. I'm sure I will have annoyed Silgal sufficiently by then."
She laughed. A genuine laugh this time. It was a good note to end on, and the three remnants of the unit waved at one another. Gisela watched Barv and Yekiel walk off, then sighed and turned to enter the temple. She smiled politely at the five apprentices who were stationed there as guardians. How many times had she been there before? She had lost count. It had always been a special place, as it was to every Jedi. For long stretches, when she was not out on assignment, it had been home. But now, it seemed even more to her to be a bastion of hope. Somewhere within this vast repository of knowledge, some information that could help her brother had to be housed. Some clue as to what had happened to him, and how to put it right. Barv thought so. Gisela clung to that hope as well.